I have been finding in these last few weeks with these Ephesians readings that Paul seems to be reaching across the centuries and talking right to me and to us, I hope. And this week's reading, I think, is particularly prescient, meaningful for where we are as individuals and community of faith, and I would say as a nation, maybe a world. Of course, that is the power of Scripture, I believe, that these ancient words still speak directly and meaningfully to us here and now. But in this morning's passage, particularly Paul reminding us, and just to remind you of last week, he was talking about following God, imitating God, not giving the devil, however we envision the devil, an opportunity to get into our lives. So two paths, follow the path of good and don't give evil the opportunity to seep into our lives. Well, here he is saying much the same thing, but with a slightly different metaphor. This week saying, you are light. Live like children of the light in a world that is so often full of darkness. Live as children of the good in a world that is so often full of evil. I mean, notice he says, take every opportunity to do good because you live in evil times. Now, it may be that everyone since day one has thought they were living in evil times. But we are living, certainly, what's the old curse? May you live in interesting times. We're certainly living in interesting times. So I was reflecting on this image of light, and notice Paul doesn't just say we should be like light or reflect light. He says you are light. As followers of Christ, you are light. Light shining in the darkness. Now there's an ancient idea about both light and goodness, that these are positive things, and that darkness is not anything real, but darkness is simply the absence of light. And in the same way, theologians for centuries have been reflecting on the idea that evil is not something in and of itself. Evil is the absence or the warping of the good. And notice Paul even says here something I think fascinating. He's saying we should produce fruit of the light, but he says don't participate in the unfruitful activity of darkness. Light produces fruit, just like sunlight helps things grow. Darkness has no fruit of its own. Evil has no fruit of its own. It makes the good fruit rot away. So we are people of light, Paul says. So he says we should live as people who are about love and justice and peace. But it's also interesting to me, Paul doesn't just say, as people of the light, you shouldn't participate in darkness and in evil. He goes one step further, and he says, in fact, part of your calling is to shine your light on darkness and evil. Reveal it to be seen for what it is. And that can be a rather difficult and even controversial thing, particularly in this day and age. We live in evil times. Do you know what the one major quality of evil that we're told in Scripture, what it is? It's said about Satan, the devil, the father of lies. You notice Paul's been mentioning truth a lot and mentions it today as well. We live in a world right now where it seems like truth and lies are all being mixed together. In fact, there are some who say we don't even know what to believe anymore. Even when we see facts, even facts are being turned into fake news. Those are the times we are in. What's true? What's false? What can we believe? And so I hear Paul talking to us across the centuries saying, look, you are people of light, which means you are people of truth. Which means when you know of lies, you need to shine the light of truth upon them. But as I said, this is a controversial thing in our day and age. So how do we know what is true? Well, how do we know what is good or what is evil? They were discussing this just this morning in the adult Sunday school class across the street. Hold fast to what is good. Hate what is evil. How do we know? Well, I think there are basic things we know. And Paul's been telling us about them in Ephesians. Love, justice, gentleness, humility, patience. Anytime anyone is treated differently because of their race or gender or sexual orientation or any other quality about who they are, that's evil. I think we know that. Anytime those of us living on this beautiful earth, this creation that God has gifted to us for our enjoyment and use, anytime people are polluting our water, our soil, our air for profit, it seems like that's veering into evil, isn't it? Anytime people are treated with violence or hatred, where there is division, that seems like marks of evil. Anytime a child is harmed in a house of God, in the name of God, as we've heard about yet again in the news recently, that seems pretty evil. Anytime a child is harmed anywhere for any reason, those children at the border, separated from parents, that seems pretty evil. Children anywhere harmed, animals anywhere harmed, that seems evil. But even pointing that out about some of these situations these days gets so political. People react immediately to some of this. So how can we speak and shine the light of truth and goodness in a world in which people are even not willing to consider some of these things? It's tough. Look, I'll just say personally, it's a fine line, and I try and walk it in sermons, and sometimes don't do it particularly successfully. You may be thinking that about this morning's sermon as I speak. I don't know. But I hear Paul saying, look, even at the risk of offending some people, you've got to speak truth as followers of Christ. You've got to do it humbly and gently, but speak truth. And this gets to how we do it. Confront evil without becoming evil yourself. That's the trick. Shine the light into the dark corners of our world without becoming dark yourself, without being hateful and defensive and judgmental. Shine that light with love and humility and gentleness. I think this is what Paul may be getting at when he says, don't get drunk on the wine of this world, or the W-H-I-N-E of this world. Don't get caught up in that. Instead, what does he say? Be filled with the Spirit. Sing songs. Make music. Be thankful to God. Now, how do we do that while also confronting evil? Well, if you figured that out, the pulpit is yours next Sunday. I don't know exactly how we walk that line, but I know it's a path we are called to walk. To shine our light, the light of God, the light of goodness, into all the corners of our world. But to do so in a way that retains the Spirit, that somehow is loving and positive and encouraging. And part of this may be as well, not just to always be shining our light on the evil, but be sure we shine our light on the good things as well. There's a lot of good out in the world that we don't hear about. So let's remind people of the good, even as we are working to reveal and take on the evil. I think this is not only a lifetime task, it's a task that takes a lifetime to learn to do. But Paul says, that's what we're called to do. You are light. So this week I invite you to consider how you can better shine. How you can shine the light of love, the light of joy, the light of peace and hope, a light that reveals the evil but continues to be light. I know it's so easy to do, but I invite you to take that on as your task for the week. You and I who are light. Shine on this week. Amen.